This is Robert Rudlick, and in this section, we're going to be talking about the plan and how to make a plan. First, what I want you to do is I want you to get out either the PDF on your computer, or preferably I'd like you to print this out so you have it in hand and you can read over it. And what I want you to do is I want you to just go through and read the whole introduction. It's really important that you understand why we're doing the plan and some of the things behind it. So go ahead and do that now. So in that whole introduction, to me, the three most important things are why you need a plan. First, you need a plan to set expectations, not only for yourself, but for others. Number two, to set boundaries. And number three helps define what and how you need to prepare for upcoming negotiations. What we're going to cover in this is two parts. The first part is a short-term plan. The short-term plan is really about what I need to do right now to make sure that this stays on course and that we get through this divorce. So finding an attorney, financial planning, creating a budget, and then also really knowing your priorities so that when you are negotiating with your husband, you can stay on track. So we're going to break the plan down into two parts. There's a short-term plan and there's a long-term plan. Now, the short-term plan is important, but you're going to go through that plan pretty quickly. So in the short-term plan, first you want to be able to find a good attorney, and you want to find an attorney that specializes in women's divorce. Second, you want a financial planner. You want to find somebody that can help you create a financial map for the future. This will help you in negotiations, and it'll also help you in asking for what you want. Third is creating a budget. Now, this is something that you need to sit down and really think through. And that's one of the reasons why you went through the assessment to find out where you're at and what you want. The budget's going to help you to stay on course and make sure that you're building towards being able to have the money for your budget and to stay on budget. And then lastly, we're going to talk about what are your priorities. The second part of this is the long term. And the long term is different in that you're going to be setting a plan now and working on it day by day. So it's very similar to a business plan, if you've ever written a business plan. Business plans are adjusted constantly based on new information and how things evolve. Then when you're finished with all of this, we're going to go through an exercise that helps to clear all the emotions that got stirred up during this process so that you can walk away from this process clear-headed, calm, and really with a sense of empowerment that you're getting your life in order and you're creating a plan and you're moving forward. So let's get going on the short-term plan. Remember, this is a plan of action for the divorce. So I want you to go back and I want you to use your assessment, some of the things that you found out about where you're at in the divorce and how you're feeling, and I want you to use those in helping create this short-term plan. Keep in mind, there's an old adage, and the saying goes like this: marriage is about love, divorce is about money. So let's create a list of things that are must-dos in order to get this divorce finished. First, find the right attorney. Keep in mind that there's attorneys that specialize in everything, and what I want you to do is I really want you to go through, ask friends, ask people who have gone through divorce, ask other attorneys. If they have somebody that they know that has worked with women before and have been involved in cases just like yours. Now, every single one of you out there is going to have a little bit of a different kind of divorce and divorce proceedings. So I want you to use the assessment to get a sense of the type of divorce you have so that when you interview these attorneys, you can let them know some of the inner workings, you know, how your husband is, whether he's going to be amenable to compromise or whether he's making a hard stance or whether he's being antagonistic or manipulative and so on. You need to think about this. Would you feel more comfortable with a male or a female attorney? Number three, does the attorney have experience taking a case to trial? Number four, can the attorney be tough on your behalf if necessary? Can your attorney handle cases where financial matters are very complex and contentious? Attorney's fees, do they fit your budget? Do you feel comfortable with an attorney speaking openly about matters concerning, you know, issues that are involved with the divorce? Do you trust the attorney? Is the attorney going to provide you good advice and proper resources? Is your attorney going to be available to you? If there's a crisis or something comes up, or your husband pulled a fast one and you need to get answers right away as to what to do, is he going to be available, or will somebody be available within a very short period of time? And does your attorney have a good reputation and positive reviews from past clients? Again, you know, if you can find somebody that has worked with this person, male or female, and they go, yeah, real tiger, use them, that's going to be fantastic. Again, marriage is love, divorce is money. You want a tiger. You want somebody in there who's going to fight for you. Next is financial planning. Now, this is really important, and this is something that I want you to think about from the word go, and that is to start collecting all the financial data. And you can start doing the groundwork now so that when you do get an attorney and you do get a financial planner, you'll be prepared to give them the information they need. Next, what you're going to do is you're going to create a monthly plan. In this, you want to make sure that you take into consideration household expenses down to the last detail. And you need to budget for yourself. You need to budget so that you can have a life, because the whole process of divorce, and I'm going to go this over and over and over again, the whole process of divorce is you are getting ready for your future. So next I want to move on to priorities. What are the must-have items that are non-negotiable? Okay, and I want you to list five. Now, there could be more, but I really want you, if there are more, list them all and then go back through and prioritize. And I want you to take five and write them down here. Remember, spousal support, child support, I get the pet, family heirlooms, things I had before the marriage, so on and so forth. You want to make sure that you have the things down that you must have. Everything else is negotiable. Okay. Number two, items that I want, but I can live without. Okay, so that's second tier stuff. So perhaps there's some items that, yeah, I'd really want it, but, you know, I know he really wants it too. And listen, if I can negotiate that away and get one of my non-negotiable things that he's fighting me on, that's worth the compromise. So again, your priority is about making sure that you understand what it is you want, and then everything else is part of a negotiation. And the third are items you really don't care about. But you know what? These are the items that sometimes make the difference between getting something that you really want and not. These are the items that make you look like you're the one who's making the big compromises, okay? So you really need to go through these items and make sure that you're going to be okay with not having something, or that you're going to be okay compromising in order to get something else. These three items here, the priorities, this is the information you're going to use when you're negotiating with your husband, whether it's informally or formally. Be detailed about this and think about it. Next is a long-term plan. Now, this is a plan for what you want in the first year after your divorce, and then in the future as you move forward creating your new life. Let's just go right into it. Now, number one, if you are working, do you like what you're doing? Does it pay you well enough to have the lifestyle that you want? Will it meet your budget? Number two, where do you want to live? Do you want to live in the same house you're in? Do you want to live in the same neighborhood you're in? Do you want to completely pick up and move and start a new life? Now, if you have children, that's going to be way more difficult. If you're single, not so difficult. And I've had a number of clients who just picked up and left. I had one young lady that she was only married for about 5 years. She got divorced. She said, you know what? I'm just through with this area. And she moved to Florida. Absolutely loves it. So where do you want to live is very important. Also, what's important is this. Do I want to live in an apartment or a townhouse where I have very few responsibilities? It's pretty much everything is done for me. Do I want to live in a condo, or do I want to have a home? So some of this will be determined if you have kids, if you have pets, those types of things. And also depend on how much money that you have. Do I want to rent or own? if you do have kids, I mean, you have the considerations like school, their friends, your support structure is another thing to really consider in all of this. What kind of car do you want to drive? Do you need some education? Do you need to complete some courses in order to have a job, in order to have a career? And if so, what are those things? I want you to really prioritize them. And then what do you want to get for the effort? Now, this is a big one, and we're going to talk about this a lot in the next coming sections, and that is you. How do you want to spend your free time? What kind of hobbies, sports, nightlife? Do you want to learn something new, which goes into the next one? You want to look at some of the things that you wished you would have been able to do while you were married but couldn't, and now you have the opportunity to incorporate them into your new life. So I want you to write those things down and give this some thought, because to me, the most important thing, the most exciting thing when I work with women going through divorce is seeing them coming away going, wow, I can really have this. And they start to get excited and they start to get inspired. And that's where that empowerment comes in, and where they start to feel really self-assured that, hey, I am going to be okay in the future. Once you've completed this, and again, this also, just like the assessment, may be done in parts. That's why I want you to keep it in that notebook. But once you've finished it, I want you to go back and I want you to kind of go through the areas that were a little more difficult to figure out, a little more difficult to determine what it was that you wanted, and that you felt you didn't feel quite right in maybe being so aggressive or being so assertive or asking for everything that I want that seems greedy. Whatever the case, I want you to take those issues and I want you to bring them into your 5-day challenge. And I want you to incorporate them into the 5-day challenge so that when these things come up in negotiations and when you're starting to make your plan for the future, you shoot for the stars and you feel comfortable and confident that you can actually have it and achieve it. So you incorporate these into your 5-day challenge and work on yourself. Because you have been changing, you are changing, and you will continue to change. And I want you to be in control of that change so that your outcome is what you are planning for. So in summary, what I want you to do is I want you to make a short-term plan. The short-term plan is going to be basically how you're going to work your way through the divorce. And then I want you to create a long-term plan. And the long-term plan is going to be how you're going to use the time that the divorce is taking to start planning and executing, not just planning, but starting to execute what you need to get done in order to have the future that you want to have. And then, as you've gone through the process, anything that has come up that has been a sticking point or was difficult for you to do, I want you to put that into a 5-day challenge, and I want you to work on it so that you feel comfortable making these moves and taking and really making the plan for your next life. So, get the notebook out and get started.